Yep, that's the Go Great website. Still has been for a while, gogreat.com. They've got a new podcast available on gogreat.com and Spotify. They've got some Go Great golf packages. And what they have are some great neighbors and participants in this whole area and playing a role, too, into the tourism of Midland, bringing in pilots from all over Michigan and the Great Lakes area to Midland. Would be, of course, the Jack Barstow Municipal Airport. And we're lucky enough to have the operations manager, Sarah Pagano, here, thanks to our friend Keith Newell, who said, hey, here's somebody you ought to talk about and talk to. And that's what we're going to do, Sarah. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Well, it's our pleasure. You do fit in with the whole story. And you're all in this thing together, including you're involved with the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational, as it turns out.
We are. So the airport's lucky enough to have an Experimental Aircraft Association chapter on the field, EAA 1093. We're a nonprofit organization, and our motto is sharing the spirit of aviation. And we are one of the lucky nonprofits that will be participating in the golf tournament. We'll be paired up with two players with opportunities for our wonderful organization to earn some funds. And what we do with those funds are we do scholarships and a lot of youth education activities. So we're really excited for this opportunity and to be able to parlay it into more opportunities for the local youth.
And including the local EAA chapter holding those free Young Eagle flights for kids 8 to 17. Tell me a little bit about that.
So to date, we've flown over 4,700 local youth. It's a 100% free program. We fly children between the ages of 8 and 17. It's normally held on the second Saturday of every month from 9 to noon. It's been on hold because of COVID, but we're doing a grand restart of Young Eagles on June 12th. They're at Barstow Airport, and we're really excited to be able to start this again.
How are things going in terms of, I've been hearing a lot about a shortage of pilots, a shortage of mechanics and technicians. You know, during this last year, there were a lot of people who retired or were furloughed, and this is kind of accelerating the need for more pilots and technicians as the world prepares for the return to normal, or actually, we think the return to above normal with the roaring 20s. What can you do about that except get the word out that you need more pilots?
Absolutely. And like you said, it is absolutely across the board. Pilots, mechanics, controllers, dispatchers, we need everything. And we were in desperate need of needing it before COVID hit. There is a mandatory retirement age in aviation. Airline pilots have to retire at the age of 65. We have a lot of people who have retired or are about to retire, and we don't have enough people coming up behind it to replace them.
What can we do to help you help that situation?
Well, at Barstow, we're doing as much as we can. The biggest thing is every expert has to start as a beginner. So when somebody says, I want to be a pilot, they don't start in a 747. They come to an airport like Barstow, and that's where they start. We have a flight school on the field that's beginning, as well as I said, the scholarships and programs EAA 1093 has to get somebody started if they want to be a pilot. And not just a pilot. We have an aviation camp for high school age students that can help them realize whether or not aviation's for them. And we hit all aspects of careers, including mechanics. So out of that camp, we have had mechanics. We've had people go on to be aerospace engineers. We had one person go on to be a space meteorologist, as well as commercial and corporate pilots and dispatchers. So at Barstow, if you think that you want to come into, if you think aviation may be for you, come out to Barstow, and we'll help you see whether or not it is, and we'll help you get started, because what we're there to do is encourage, inspire, and support aviation.
Encourage, inspire, and support aviation. And I see that you do that, and you do it with a great deal of enthusiasm.
I try. I definitely do. And the beautiful thing about Barstow Airport is I have a little bit of everything on that field. We have somebody who has a hot air balloon. We have a glider pilot. We have ultralight pilots. And we have people who do, on their day job is they fly the 747s, and then they come to Barstow and fly their little single-engine airplane. So if anybody has an interest in aviation, if you come to that terminal, if I don't have the information, I have the contact information for somebody somebody who is an expert in that field. And the beauty of aviation is almost everybody who is in aviation, they love to share their knowledge. They love to share their experience.
I've noticed that. I have noticed that. They all bring an enthusiasm to what they do, whether it's a hobby or their career.
Absolutely.
And they're always open to exposing other people to the love of flying that they have.
Exactly. And that's, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be the manager at Barstow Airport without the wonderful people at Barstow.
Do you fly yourself? Are you a pilot?
I am not a pilot, but I went through that camp, I won't say how many years ago, and I had never been in an airplane, but I took one of those Young Eagles rides and fell in love with aviation. But I wanted to be on the ground. I wanted to do this. I wanted to be able to facilitate other people being able to fly.
That's exactly what you're doing as the operations manager at the Jack Barstow Municipal Airport. Sarah Pagano, thank you for sharing the enthusiasm. How do people reach out and get more information or try to sign up?
They can stop in at the terminal building, or we are on Facebook for EAA 1093 on Facebook, or Midland Jack Barstow Municipal Airport on Facebook.
Very good. Sarah, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.